Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Terrell Bernard gave us a quote of, you know, the man in the river. It was an old Greek, I think it was Hercules or something like that. And he was saying that the man gets in the river once, and the next time he gets in the river, it's not the same man and it's not the same river. The past is the past. We have a huge opportunity in front of us to go out there and achieve all our dreams. We get one game to go do it. How can you not get up for moments like this, for games like this? You know, Bills Mafia is going to be there rocking. It's going to be late. It's going to be cold. It's everything that we want. We're healthy. They're healthy. And this is what it's all about.
Von Miller on wise words from Terrell Bernard. Not Hercules. I looked. I didn't know either. Heraclitus? I've never heard of this guy, but
I don't know.
He was a philosopher.
Hmm.
Yeah. He was remembered for his cosmology, in which fire forms the basic material principle of an orderly universe. Obviously.
Is this from the book that A.J. Brown was reading on Sunday?
That's a good question. What else did he say? Yeah, the man in the river, definitely. All is flux, nothing stays still. The only thing constant is change. They're attributed to him. Hmm. The road up and the road down is the same.
So we're reading philosophy books to get ready for our Ravens. What about, like, you know, watching like Rocky IV instead? That get you fired up, right?
Yeah, sure. I'm into that.
Or any given Sunday, just watch the Al Pacino speech before the game. Could do that.
I still have the Bills as a 1.5-point underdog, which would be the first time in 18 playoff games to be a home dog.
Yeah. 67, I think, which is AFL. Doesn't really count. How do they know? How do they know who was favored in 1967? They must have it written down somewhere.
I don't know.
I don't think they've been a home. Did you say 18 games or 18 playoff games?
18 playoff games.
Okay.
Last home dog.
Yeah. When's the last time? Because even when the Chiefs have been here, they have not been a. Were they not favored last year in the playoffs?
That's a great question.
That's playoffs.
Outside of like a week 18 game with backups, have they been favored at home in every game since 2020?
Wouldn't gotta be? Like, is there? You know what? I wonder. I'm gonna look now. I wonder if the last time they were underdogs, they definitely would have been underdogs at home when the Ravens came here in 2019.
Okay, that's right.
Like Lamar is an MVP candidate. Actually, wins that year, right? And Allen is playing. He's fine, but he's not quite there yet. So that I bet they were underdogs that time. But since then, I don't know. I feel like I might want to bet no.
The last time the Bills were home underdogs, I've got it.
Okay.
Their win against the Dolphins in week 17 of 2020.
Yeah, that doesn't count, right? Isn't that Bills backups?
It's expected Bills backups, but then Allen played and dropped 56 on him, didn't he?
He played a half and dropped probably 40. And then I think Barkley threw a bomb to Gabe Davis in the second half.
Okay.
But that's the spread designed around their starters aren't playing.
Yeah, they beat Miami 56-26. That's on the end of 1, 2, 3. I mean, the last time they were home dogs, that same season, they're home against Seattle. They're home against the Rams. I don't know, man. Have they not been a home dog at all since 2019?
I don't think they have. I'm going to look. I'm almost there, but so this is new, right? Like, is that going to be their bulletin board material, that they're home dogs?
Sure.
Because I don't really, there isn't really, you know, you got the MVP debate and you got some social media stuff, but there's not like a big thing here on either side, I don't think, for bulletin board material. They are, the last time they were a home underdog, they were +3 against Seattle.
Okay,
in the 2020 season.
So they have not been a home dog since November 8th of 2020.
Correct. Yeah, okay. They were also an underdog to Kansas City that year by 5.5, but that was a month earlier. So yeah, the Seattle game looks like the last time they were an underdog.
Okay. And they beat Seattle 44-34.
And that's the day, maybe the books agreed with me that was the day that I'm like, okay, no, Allen is this good.
You know how many yards he threw for in that game?
7,000.
415.
Woo!
Yep. He threw in that year, 2020, 417, 415, 375, 359 along the way.
That's his best year, right?
Statistically, yeah.
It's hard to beat. He also didn't really, what were the picks in that? 10? That's fine. Whatever.
Yep.
10 picks.
Three different receivers. I mean, that's the Diggs, Beasley, Davis, Sanders.
No, it's Brown. But
Brown, that's right,
Brown's maybe is hurt.
It's funny, like, the leading receiver in each game, it was a lot of digs, but Beasley 100, Beasley 112, Beasley 109, Beasley 130.
Yep.
Davis 107. No, you had lots of producers.
How good do you think you would be at predicting or remembering?
They never had a 100-yard rusher that whole season.
How good do you think you'd be at remembering who led the Bills in receiving in each game this year?
Probably
I've got
not
it in front
great.
Of me.
Probably not great.
Like, especially early in the year, like, would you possibly remember who they... If we worked backwards, maybe it'd be easier.
This would be like playing instant trivia with backup quarterbacks and guessing the McCowns. I would just guess Shakir.
No, that's Shakir.
Like Ty Johnson, Shakir, Kincaid.
Shakir, I'll tell you, was only their leading receiver in 6 of their 19 games.
Okay.
And
yeah, I don't know.
The rest is all mixed around.
Reggie Gilliam.
No, there's no, your boy Tyrell Shavers, though, is on here the one time.
That's right.
Against
That's
the
funny.
Jets.
That's funny.
Working backwards, this is how it's gone. Samuel, Shavers, Cook, Johnson, Shakir, Knox, Shakir, Hollins, Davis, Shakir, Coleman, Davis, Coleman, Shakir, Coleman. So what's that, like 7 different guys? You've had Knox on here. Ray Davis was their leading receiver in a game 2 times this year. Shavers makes the list. Hollins. Everybody eats, right?
Yep.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This game, it will be Coleman, is my guess. I'll bet Coleman.
All right.
Boundary corner. Lacked, apparently weak against bigger receivers. That's Coleman.
And
I'm like starting to maybe worry a little bit about Amari Cooper in the cold, because he said it on a podcast apparently too that he hates the cold. There's a video of him in Chicago where he looks freezing cold. Like, I don't know. He's probably fine.
Listen, you can't get upset for someone looking cold. It's just worth pointing out, everybody that's going to be at the game is going to be decked out in $500 worth of stuff to keep them warm, and he's going to wear a football uniform.
Yeah, but
if he looks cold, we have to allow that.
This is like, I got to pull it back up. This is him, like, he's got hand warmers under his jersey, like he's wearing a sweatshirt underneath, and he's okay, like almost clinched up, and this is him on the field, like getting ready for a play. The score, I got to pull it back up, man. The score looked like it was out of hand too, though, so I don't know. Hopefully
the
it's
old
not
sweatshirt out of hand. Under the pads is always a weird look.
Yeah. The hoodie, that was a thing for a little bit. Did they ban that though? There was James Jones. Remember the receiver from the Packers? He, for like 2 years, wore a hoodie under his jersey. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember the last time I've seen that, if it's even allowed anymore. Like, if Allen came out wearing... Actually, it happened in college football this year. Somebody wore a hoodie under their jersey. Like, if Allen came out wearing, and there was a hood, you know, underneath all that hair and helmet.
Yeah. It'd be pretty cool. Did he grow his hair out for the warmth?
That's a good question. I think he grew his hair out because that's the look now. Right?
Maybe.
We've gone from the fade cuts to the, I think the flow is back.
Flow is in?
I think flow is
You're
in.
You're the young guy. You tell me.
I think flow is in. Yeah.
All right. They've got some flow. Some. I just had a cut the other day, last week. Anyway, we got time for a phone call very fast. Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do it very, very, very fast. Anthony and Kenmore. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. Glad to hear. So I just got a quick question. So obviously, you know, I'm a long time listener, first time caller, but do you think that this would be, you know, it's two MVP candidates matching up, right? You know, that's what everybody's talking about. It's going to be a great game, but do you think this would be a game where like Super Josh just kind of has to come out a little more? Like, we've seen glimpses of it this entire season, but he's got, you know, a whole offensive line and everything that around him, where he hasn't had to come out as much. But do you guys think that this would be a game where he kind of needs to bring that up a little more? Or do you think this is one where he just kind of still just needs to trust the process, trust the coordinators, and just kind of, you know, do what he can while he's out there? That was just my point. Hung up, I'll listen to you guys, but thank you very much, and go Bills.
It's a good question. We had the stats on this. I did it when we talked about the Chiefs game. I charted how many times Allen runs against other teams versus against the Chiefs, and whether that is by design or if that is putting on the cape. Mm-hmm. He has double-digit carries every time he plays the Chiefs. Sometimes that's designed runs, QB power. Sometimes that's, I got to make something happen. I think this might as well be a Chiefs game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't that fair? The stakes. It might as well be the Chiefs. It's the Ravens, different opponent, but yeah, I mean, if I were betting Allen's rushing attempts in this game, I would go over, because I think he'll do what it takes. I think him putting the cape on is what we're all kind of counting on. He's gonna have to on some level. So thank you. Yeah. 803-0550 Extendo Sports coming up, then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.